بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم، وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله، وما تنفقوا من خير يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون. وقال تعالى: وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. صدق الله العظيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا حسد إلا في اثنتين، رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلطه على هلكته في الحق، ورجل آتاه الله حكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها. متفق عليه. Continuing with the verses of the Qur'an which deal with generosity and magnanimity, Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Whatever good you spend, it is for yourself, as long as you spend it to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever you spend in charity, you shall receive the reward in full and you will not be oppressed. To some extent we discussed this verse of the Quran yesterday. Interestingly in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا بَتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. Whatever is spent in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in reality for your own benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it. Allah will reward you. There will be no shortage in the reward. But the condition for spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَّا بَتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ, that your spending should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned yesterday, there will always be the temptation. When a person exhibits generosity, there will be this temptation to look for name and fame. In fact, the first awwalu, it's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, awwalu man tusa'aru bihi jahannam. On the day of judgment, the first three individuals, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say that will be thrown into Jahannam. Jahannam itself is already a wabal and a curse, and the heat and intensity of Jahannam, we cannot even imagine it. فَأَنذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ وَظِلٍّ مِّن يَحْمُومٍ لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ. Many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the intensity of the heat of Jahannam. And yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَن تُسَعَّرُ بِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. These are the first three people by which the heat of Jahannam will be increased. In other words, they will be made the fuel in order to increase the intensity of the fire of Jahannam. So not only will they suffer, they will become a wabal and a musibat to the rest of the residents of Jahannam also. And amongst the first three people will be a generous person. Allah Ta'ala will call this person and ask him that, why were you generous? He will say, Ya Allah, I spend in your way for your sake. Allah Ta'ala will say to him, Kadabta, you are lying. The angels will also say that you are lying. You spend for name and fame, so that people will call you a generous person, and that was already said in the world. So we have to be very, very careful when it comes to spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, this chapter deals with the encouragement of inculcating the quality within us of generosity. On the other hand, we see in this verse of the Quran, إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ, seek thereby the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Do not fall into the temptation of looking for the wahwa of people, the recognition of people, the acknowledgement of people, etc. Another great benefit of our spending being only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes the person who you spent your money on, you gave your lillah to, you gave your nafil charity to, the recipient, sometimes that recipient is not worthy. Maybe you are somebody putting on a show, He had wealth, he wasn't a deserving recipient. Sometimes the recipient is a pious person, sometimes he's not a pious person. Sometimes it's a person where you will get great reward for spending upon such a person. Sometimes it's a person where there's no reward for spending upon him. He's not the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his life is on masiyat. The money which you gave him is going to use it in the wrong avenues, etc. All this in reality will not affect your reward if when you spend, you are spending solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you spend solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the recipient does not meet the criteria of spending, but you were sincere, you were doing it for Allah's sake, there was no worldly motivation, then never mind, he may have duped you, you will still get your reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final verse which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings in the introduction of this chapter, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. This verse in fact enhances the meaning of the previous verse. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever good you will spend, whatever good you will spend. In the previous verse, it is two things are mentioned, for Allah's sake, and what is mentioned, you will get the full reward. So in this verse, what does Allah say? Allah knows what you are doing. So you will get your reward, because it is in the knowledge of Allah. You don't have to worry about people coming to know, or you don't have to worry about publicity. What you give with the right hand, the left hand should not know about. Why? Because Allah knows. You, the one for whose sake you are doing it, it is in His knowledge. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Before we start the ahadith, there is one very interesting nuance that is found in the introduction of this chapter that merits a little bit of detail. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought the heading Babul Karami wal Jud wal Infaqi fi Wujuhil Khair, the chapter which deals with generosity and magnanimity and spending in a good cause. But at the end of it, there is a suffix to the introduction, Thiqatam Billahi Ta'ala, with reliance and trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nature of insan is such, I've mentioned this many times before, that human beings by nature are miserly. We tend to hoard what we have. Hame maal jama karna aate hai, hame maal kharch karna nahi aate hai. We know how to acquire wealth. We know how to make wealth, we know how to hoard the wealth. We don't know how to spend the wealth. Generosity is something you have to force yourself. You have to make effort upon yourself to become kareem, to become generous. And understand, my respected brothers, when we talk about generosity, we are not talking about zakat. Zakat is obligatory. Zakat is farz. Like just now we read Fajr Salah. Fajr Salah, two rakats is farz. Then there is two rakat sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Zuhr Salah, four rakats is farz. Before that, there's four rakats sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Then after the four farz, there's another two rakats of sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Then there is two rakats nafil. So it is actually 12 rakats, but four rakats is farz. Now when will we call somebody a pious musalli? If he comes to a masjid, only reads his two rakats farz of fajr, four rakats farz of zuhr, four rakats farz of asr, three rakats farz of maghrib. If he only discharges the faraid, the obligation of salah is discharged. But for him to rise in the rank of musallis, he will have to go beyond the faraid. In exactly the same way, when a person discharges his zakat, you will not call such a person a generous person. Zakat itself is obligatory. It's farz. There's no getting away from it. 2.5% you have to spend. Generosity starts when you rise above that 2.5%. Like we said, human nature is such that generally human beings are miserly by nature. They tend to hoard and hold on to their wealth. Generosity is something you have to force yourself. You have to develop generosity. Now, a very important ingredient and criteria which will instill within us the ability to become generous is what Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned at the end of the heading of this chapter, ثِقَةً بِاللَّهِ. We have to learn to have reliance and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you part with your money, shaitan instills fear in you. This money is here for a reason, it's protection, it's security. This money is there to fulfill my needs. This money is there as something I can rely upon for the dangers that lie ahead. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen the next day. These are the thoughts that come in the mind of a human being. If I give my money away, I'm giving, in our thinking, I'm giving away my protection. I'm giving away something that I can rely upon. So, what is required for us to do that is to put our reliance and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the reliance and trust is there upon Allah, Allah gives us a beautiful example in the Quran. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah says, look at the animals. Which animal you see keeping anything back for the next day? What the animal has today, it eats it. Doesn't hold it back, doesn't store it for the next day. So Allah Ta'ala says to you, لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. That animal does not store its risk for the next day. Why? It has this complete trust, اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ, that the Allah who fed me today will feed me tomorrow. In the same way, if you spend in the way of Allah today, does it mean your wealth will get finished? No. That Allah who gave you to spend today will give you tomorrow. In fact, your spending will become a means of Allah giving you even more. This is what is ثِقَةً بِاللَّهِ. Placing your reliance and your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what does Allah say in the Quran? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah ta'ala says, I will not oppress you. To what extent? To what extent will Allah not oppress you? Allah says, مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah says, I will not oppress you equivalent to a grain of mustard seed even. Whatever good you do, وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةٍ, whatever good it is, يُضَاعِفْهَا, Allah says, we will multiply it. We won't just give it back to you, we will multiply it. وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and we will give you a great reward. So place your trust upon Allah. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا. Whatever good you do, whatever you spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only will Allah give it back to you, Allah will give you back many times. And it will be khair, it will be barakah for you. And Allah will not oppress you. Allah knows what you are doing. So, ثِقَةً بِاللَّهِ. Without reliance and trust upon Allah, it is impossible to become generous. Without reliance and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures, it is impossible to part with your wealth and spend it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.